2020学年第二学期，徐汇区学习能力诊断卷，初三英语。Part 1 Listening
第一部分，听力。
Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
Section A Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Look, Tom is helping to clear the snow from the path in front of the house.
Look, Tom is helping to clear the snow from the path in front of the house.
2. Mom was surprised to see the mess Jenny had left behind in her room.
Mom was surprised to see the mess Jenny had left behind in her room.
3. Students are required to take classes to learn life support skills.
Students are required to take classes to learn life support skills.
4.My father is an engineer, and he always gives people professional advice.
My father is an engineer, and he always gives people professional advice.
5. Drivers are likely to lose their temper when there's a traffic jam.
Drivers are likely to lose their temper when there's a traffic jam.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 6.
I'd like to take my son to get his haircut at 5 on Thursday. Could you manage that?
Thursday is going to be busy. Could you do that on Tuesday?
Fine.
Question.When will the woman take her son to have a haircut?
I'd like to take my son to get his haircut at 5 on Thursday. Could you manage that?
Thursday is going to be busy. Could you do that on Tuesday?
Fine.
Question. When will the woman take her son to have a haircut?7. Where's your new coat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Dad. It's in my school bag. It's so hot in the music room, you know.
Question. Where is the girl's new coat? Where's your new coat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Dad. It's in my school bag.It's so hot in the music room, you know.
Question. Where is the girl's new coat? Eight. Morning, madam. How can I help?
I have lost my bag in the sports center. My purse and a pair of pearl earrings are in it. Oh, and there is also a notebook. Has anyone brought it here?
Question. Which of the following is not in the woman's lost bag? Morning, madam. How can I help?
I have lost my bag in the sports center. My purse and a pair of pearl earrings are in it. Oh, and there is also a notebook. Has anyone brought it here?
Question. Which of the following is not in the woman's lost bag?
9. Excuse me, how much is the ticket to Zhongshan Park?
2 yuan. Just put your money in the fare box. Hold on tight. The door is closing.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Excuse me, how much is the ticket to Zhongshan Park?
2 yuan. Just put your money in the fare box. Hold on tight. The door is closing.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Ten. Hi, Mark. I went out with some friends to the local shopping center yesterday. It was not much fun. I love going to the cinema, but it's very expensive.
The cinema is very expensive these years, but I go with my parents once a month and they pay. The new robot film is on and you really should go and watch it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Hi, Mark. I went out with some friends to the local shopping center yesterday. It was not much fun. I love going to the cinema, but it's very expensive.
The cinema is very expensive these years, but I go with my parents once a month and they pay. The new robot film is on and you really should go and watch it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
The lights had been turned off. For the fifth night running, Tim hid in his bed and hid the keys of his computer.He could not stop playing an interesting game, even though it was way past bedtime. He carefully kept this nightly habit a secret from his family. The last time, his twin brother Eddie played computer games into the night. Dad and Mom took away his laptop. Poor Eddie. Not Tim. He made sure Dad and Mom had gone to bed. So far, he had been lucky. Tonight,He would continue for a little longer. This new game was especially exciting. It was very late when Tim finally decided to get some sleep. The next morning, Tim felt very sleepy and he sat in the classroom, hoping the day would end soon. Now it was Mr. Lee's lesson. Today's lesson was about the past tense.As Mr. Lee was teaching about how past tense verbs could be formed, Tim's head grew heavier and heavier. He bent over his book and closed his eyes, pretending to read. He tried to keep awake, but the more he tried, the more sleep he wanted to get. Suddenly, Mr. Lee's voice sounded loud and clear. How is dear Tim today?He is not himself today. Tim, can you read this sentence? Tim woke with a start and looked at the blackboard. He could hardly see the words on the board. He tried again and thought he might guess out a few letters. He began to read the sentence. The plate was dirty. Laughter ran out through the class. Tim's brother Eddie was also in the class.No, Tim. It should read, the play was noisy. Poor Tim turned very red in the face. He wasn't sure what Mr. Lee would say and do next. And Dad and Mom would be angry. Like what Mom kept warning him about. Too many computer games had harmed his eyesight. Today, Tim finally learned his lesson.
Listen again, please. The lights had been turned off. For the fifth night running, Tim hid in his bed and hid the keys of his computer. He could not stop playing an interesting game, even though it was way past bedtime. He carefully kept this nightly habit a secret from his family. The last time his twin brother Eddie played computer games into the night,Dad and Mom took away his laptop. Poor Eddie. Not Tim. He made sure Dad and Mom had gone to bed.
So far, he had been lucky. Tonight, he would continue for a little longer. This new game was especially exciting. It was very late when Tim finally decided to get some sleep. The next morning, Tim felt very sleepy, and he sat in a classroom, hoping the day would end soon. Now it was Mr. Lee's lesson. Today's lesson was about the past tense. As Mr. Lee was teaching about how past tense verbs could be formed, Tim's head grew heavier and heavier. He bent over his book and closed his eyes, pretending to read. He tried to keep awake, but the more he tried, the more sleep he wanted to get. Suddenly, Mr. Lee's voice sounded loud and clear. "How is dear Tim today?" "He is not himself today." "Tim, can you read this sentence?" Tim woke with a start and looked at the blackboard. He could hardly see the words on the board. He tried again and thought he might guess out a few letters. He began to read the sentence. The plate was dirty. Laughter ran out through the class. Tim's brother Eddie was also in the class. "No, Tim, it should read, the play was noisy." Poor Tim turned very red in the face. He wasn't sure what Mr. Lee would say and do next. And Dad and Mom would be angry. Like what Mom kept warning him about, too many computer games had harmed his eyesight. Today, Tim finally learned his lesson.
Section D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Hello, everyone. My presentation today is about how you can use different colors to organize your homework. To start, you need a few things from the stationery shop. This photo shows the things I use.They aren't expensive. They're all very cheap. I've got colored pens, sticky notes, and page markers. First, I choose a different color for each subject. The color I choose is usually easy to remember, so I make sure it means something to me. Maths is green because my ruler is green. PE is yellow because my trainers are yellow.This is a photo of some sticky notes. I wrote them in the library when I was studying. The blue notes are for geography. My geography teacher has got a blue car. The black notes are for history. One day I want to visit the Black Sea. This photo shows my wall calendar. This green star shows I have a maths test on Friday.This pink circle shows I've got French homework for Monday. It's pink because pink is rose in French. And the rose is my favorite flower. Finally, this photo shows the pages I need to do for homework. I use two colored page markers to mark where the homework starts and ends. Look, those blue ones mark the pages I need to read for history.Has anyone got any questions?
Now listen again, please.
Hello, everyone. My presentation today is about how you can use different colors to organize your homework. To start, you need a few things from the stationery shop. This photo shows the things I use. They aren't expensive. They're all very cheap.I've got colored pens, sticky notes, and page markers. First, I choose a different color for each subject. The color I choose is usually easy to remember, so I make sure it means something to me. Maths is green because my ruler is green. PE is yellow because my trainers are yellow. This is a photo of some sticky notes. I wrote them in the library when I was studying. The blue notes are for geography. My geography teacher has got a blue car. The black notes are for history. One day I want to visit the Black Sea. This photo shows my wall calendar. This green star shows I have a maths test on Friday. This pink circle shows I've got French homework for Monday. It's pink because pink is rose in French. And the rose is my favorite flower. Finally, this photo shows the pages I need to do for homework. I use two colored page markers to mark where the homework starts and ends. Look, those blue ones mark the pages I need to read for history. Has anyone got any questions?
听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。